My name is Jamie Gosling, and I'm a school counselor, and I'm also the president of the Arizona School Counselor Association.
Perfect. Let's start with the basics. Parents have a common misconception when it comes to when is a good time to start preparing their kids for college, correct?
Absolutely. A lot of times we think that junior and senior year in high school is the time to really get our kids prepared for college. But really, it starts much younger. We really focus on preparing our kids for post-secondary options, kindergarten through 12th grade.
Then, well, let's break that apart by age group. What are some of the things parents can do to prepare their kids, let's say kindergarten age to fifth grade?
Absolutely. So what kids or parents can do to help kids is they can just support reading at home. Just reading, having them read to their child, reading to them, doing those kinds of things, helping your kids set goals. You know, what do they want to accomplish? Do they want to make the soccer team? Do they want to be in the school play? Do they want to get an A in a certain class? So just helping them set goals, and especially staying connected with their school and their school counselor. What can they do to help improve their kids and help them be college and career ready?
All right. And are there anything different for like sixth graders through junior high?
Well, as kids get older, it's definitely important to make sure they're getting involved with extracurricular activities, ensuring that they have those good attendance habits at school, making sure they're at school every day and on time, and learning those social skills, how to get along with other students. That's something that students need kindergarten through 12th grade. In fact, my husband is a software engineer, and he was quite surprised at how much time he actually spends working with his teammates and collaborating and not just working on the computer. So those are definitely skills that people need, those social skills.
All right, and then now we have some junior high graduates and even freshmen. Before we get into the sophomore junior area that everybody's expecting, let's talk about what juniors and freshmen can start thinking about.
Okay. Well, I know when I speak to my eighth graders, it's super important that freshman year of high school, your grades count. So the very first day that you step onto campus, your grades count, and colleges are going to be looking at those grades that you got your freshman year. So it's really important, again, to practice those good attendance habits of being on time every day to school, and working through those social skills that they have and just really focusing on doing well academically at school.
Why is this important now for those juniors and seniors? This is a special time of year. What's going on right now that for juniors and seniors that they need to start getting ready for college?
Absolutely. So for seniors, this is the time to start completing the FAFSA, which is a free application for federal student aid. So you do not have to wait for your taxes to go ahead and get started on that. This is the time to go ahead and start applying because it is first come, first served for that money.
What does that mean? Does it like run out, or let's paint a picture?
Right. There's only so much grant money available. And so the sooner you get your application in, the better off you are. Besides completing the FAFSA, they want to participate in meetings with college representatives on their high school campus, as well as juniors can do that too. But they also want to take that ACT and SAT, which is a college readiness assessment or an admission placement test. So if you're a senior, you needed to take that in the fall, or you might still be taking it to improve scores. But juniors take that in the spring or summer before their senior year to get ready.
And break that down. When you say, just to make sure people understand, when you say they need to take that test, it's not something where you can just like show up. There are like actual sections of the year that you can take it, right?
Absolutely. There are specific dates and times, and it will give you certain locations of where you actually take that test. And it's only offered specific times. I think it's about six times throughout the year. So that definitely is something you would need to sign up through. You can talk to your school counselor or go to ACT or SAT's website.
Not to mention there's a whole bunch of preparation as well. So it really is going to take a good chunk of planning.
Absolutely.
And preparation, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So going back to our first topic, just tie it all together for how the younger kids can participating in sports, reading books, being in touch with their counselors, and then, how to get along with other students. How do those type of basic skills earlier for kids, how's that going to help them get ready for college?
Absolutely. Well, when we are trying to gear our kids up for career and college ready, we're really trying to help them become that whole person. And ultimately, our goal is to help each child, you know, achieve academic success. So all those different pieces kind of play a part. It makes them that well-rounded child. If you're participating in extracurricular activities, when you're looking at scholarships, in high school for college, they're going to ask those questions. You know, what community service did you participate in? What extracurricular activities? What are the extra things you did in high school? They're going to ask those questions as well as looking at your grades. What was your GPA? What was your class rank? Where are you ranked among the other students in your classes? So that's why it's so important to just start early and getting all those different activities and different pieces. Then you'll be ready by the time you get to college.
And then last, directly towards parents with the younger kids that are surely going to be hearing this and feeling better that there's things that they can do that young. Why is something like being in touch with your counselor in fourth and fifth grade, or even just at your school, just letting a child know things like that, why is that so important early on?
Well, I believe the more information you can get and the more informed you are, the better off you are. So if you can have those conversations early with your school counselor, you can start to, sometimes we don't know what we don't know, or we don't think of things. So just having those conversations with your school counselor so that you can make sure you're on the right track. And another thing I want to add is even saving financially. My daughter is 1.5, and I've already started saving money for her college education. So that is absolutely something that you can do, even with the younger kids, is start saving money to help your kids with their post-secondary option.